ايه ده؟
Do you know one thing that I really truly hate about Nigerians and like older Nigerians, most specifically older Nigerians? The fact that they just expect you to be so respectful towards them when you don't even know them. So today at church this morning, I was coming out of the church, and I was after church and I was going back to the car, me and my dad, right? And then this lady and her whole family members, they were taking up space like in front of the gates. So her first daughter passed, and she was taking time, like she was talking to someone, and I was just there, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go through the gate. And I went through the gate, and then she now came, she tapped me on my back that what I did was disrespectful, that didn't I see that she was going to come in. And I was like, I'm sorry about that, but like, you were not moving. So I figured that if you were not moving, at least I would move. One of us has to move. And she was like, who's my mom? Why am I speaking to her like that? And I was like, okay, bye, good night. And I left her, right? Thankfully, she doesn't know who my mom is, because my mom is actually quite a gay person in the church. But, you know, it's fine. The thing about it is, immediately after that, I wasn't even thinking of anything. Like, I just wanted to come back home and watch movies and eat and sleep. And when I finished making food and eating, we made yam and egg, as it is regular Sunday morning breakfast. It's an I thing. And I came back, I was watching Captain Fall. Actually, anybody that is looking for a good Adult Swim cartoon or series to watch, Captain Fall is a good one. It can be quite serious in some parts, but all in all, it's actually a good watch. I rate like a good 7/10. And because most of the characters were flat, so, but apart from that, it was actually like okay. So I was watching Captain Fall, and I fell asleep. This was like around 2 p.m and I woke up at like 6 p.m because my friend was even calling me. That was even why I woke up. It was those kind of, that kind of sleep. I said those kind, God deliver me from this English failure. That kind of sleep where you sleep and like your whole body is immersed in your bed, like you can't stand up, you can't move, like you are paralyzed in the sleep. That's what happened to me. And I think it's because I've been missing a lot of sleep, like in the past weeks, because of my internship. Because I wake up like 5 a.m every day, I go to work, and I come back like around 6 p.m. sure. So I'm really, really, really tired, like most of the time. The only time I get to rest is during weekends. And that sleep really rejuvenated me, guys, because I wanted to actually record in the afternoon, but then I was like, this sleep is taking over me, I need to just sleep now. So yeah, I've actually missed talking, and I missed you guys. And I know that some of you have actually thrown me away, but it's fine, we are back here, we're bigger and we're better. I took a long hiatus, I don't know how to pronounce that word, I'm sorry. I took a long hiatus because I was just very busy in school, very busy with work, very busy in school, just busy with things. And I was trying to find ways to make this better, like make what I'm doing better. And I really hope that the difference is clear. Like, if you listen to my old episodes and you listen to this one, then you see like, okay, yeah, she's actually grown. And that's what I'm trying to do, because I really do have big dreams and aspirations for this particular thing I'm doing, but I just can't seem to commit to them, which is actually what we're going to be talking about on this episode today: commitment issues and how and why they've affected me and probably other people that I know as well. So the first time that I noticed that I actually had commitment issues was earlier this, no, sorry, was it this year? Yeah, it was this year, actually, yeah. It was this year. I was talking to somebody at the start of the year, and I was talking to somebody last year. So I started talking to this first person, let's say last year, November. And it spilled into this year. It wasn't anything serious. Like, we didn't become a couple or anything, but we're talking, sham, and we're on that level. And then I was also talking to someone else in January, around the same time I was talking to this one, the first one from last year. And I was just like, why am I even talking to two people at the same time? Because normally me, when I'm talking to one person, I'm talking to only one, just one at a time, because I can only be emotionally invested in one person at a time, right? Okay. And then I realized that, bro, I'm talking to two people at the same time. I didn't even feel like work. It just felt eh. Do you understand? Like, I don't know. If you understand, if you can relate to what I'm saying, then you really understand what I'm talking about then. And then after it ended with like both boys, I was just like, okay, it has ended. And I didn't feel like a shred of guilt. I didn't feel terrible. I didn't feel bad. I didn't feel anything. I just said, okay, this is how it's going to be. And since then, I haven't like put my time into anybody like properly. Like, oh, this is one person I actually want to talk to. And one day I was having a conversation with my friend about it, and she was like, why are you even still like single? Like, why don't you even have a boyfriend? And at first I thought it was kind of an offensive question. Abby, is that English correct? I'm sorry. Please send me money so I can go for English class, because I've lost my sense of self. I'm joking. So yeah, she asked me that, and I was like, girl, I don't even know. Like, I don't even know. I don't think I can commit to anybody like right now. I think I'm just chilling the way I am. And then she was like, oh, so you have commitment issues. I was like, well, yeah, you could say that. And I was thinking about it like a few days ago, and I was just saying it like to someone that, what if I actually do have commitment issues? I never really thought about it like that before. I just used to think that, oh, this was what it was. And I was like, oh, what if I actually do have commitment issues? So I went online and I went to Google the meaning of commitment issues, obviously. And Healthline magazine says, the fear of commitment generally refers to the fear of dedicating yourself to something for a long time, whether that's a job, a goal, a city, or a relationship. So it's not just relationship-centered, for those of you thinking it's just that. Some strategies and being open about your fears can help reduce them. So I'm like, okay, maybe I do have commitment issues, because think like boys aside or relationship matters aside, I actually have a problem committing to things that I'm doing. So I want to make something now, for instance, because sometimes I do make clothes. I make clothes for myself. So I might want to make something, and I will start, I'll maybe go halfway and then keep it somewhere. And then one day I come back, I'm like, oh my god, I never finished this, because I don't commit to it. Like, I don't commit to things like that, and I'm trying to stop, like, for other things. I don't really care about the relationship part now, because I'm not really out here searching for a boyfriend. But for things like school and my job and work and stuff, I'm trying to be better. I really am trying to be better. So I have actually noticed that, okay, I was going through my CV one time. This is like long before I realized that I have these issues. I was going through my CV before, like for work. I wanted to apply for a job. And then I was looking like, oh, the dates that I work is actually not that long, like compared to some people. Some people work in their job for a year, 2 years. I'm working for, although it's internships, but still, I'm working for like, what, 4 months, 5 months. Is it because I can't commit? And like, one of the reasons that I remember I've left the job before is because I was tired of it. Like, it's not like they were doing anything bad to me or anything was wrong. I was just tired. I was like, okay, yeah, I'm done. I need to move to something else. The same thing with having so many hobbies and so many things that I want to do. Somebody told me this one time. One of my friends told me this one time. He said, the reason that your brain is so, like, bamboozled is because there are so many things that you want to do. And all of them seem really important to you. So you don't really know the one to prioritize first. And you're thinking about all these things at the same time. And that's why maybe in your head it just seems so raggedy. And I was like, okay, that actually does make sense. Because in the reality, I actually do want to do a lot of things. So maybe that's why my brain is so scrambled. I don't know. I'm not making excuses for my issues. So, yeah, that is just that. Have you ever thought about it like that before? Like, think about it. People who have, like, super big dreams, super big aspirations, things that they want to do, like a lot of things that they want to do. Maybe they want to do designing, they want to do fashion, they want to do music, maybe music production. These are things I'm basically just listing things that I want to do. I want to learn how to produce. I'm actually in the process of doing that. I want to write, I want to edit, I want to do graphic design, I want to do content creation, I want to do YouTube, I want to do my podcast, I want to do advertising and digital marketing. I want to do a bunch of things. So a lot of things are in my mind, and I think everything is really important. So I'm just doing things, and I'm not committing because I'm like, oh, I'll do this one, then I'll get to like maybe 10-20%, and then I'll stop, and then I'll move to another one, do another 30% in that one, then I'll move to another one. So maybe that's why I don't commit. That actually makes a lot of sense. That makes so much sense. Anyway, so, and I've realized that maybe it's not just me. Maybe it's because of the kind of people I've also associated myself with in the past. So I used to have a boyfriend in 2021. If you know, you know. I'm not calling his name because I'm not doing that. But I used to have a boyfriend that was not committed to the relationship. In fact, if I can say he hated me, he probably did hate me then when we were even together. I don't speak to him anymore, please. I don't speak to him. I stopped talking to him that year. So, he was very not committed to the relationship. I mean, to the point where he would ghost, and I would feel like a fool for texting him that, oh, like, imagine having to beg your boyfriend to reply your messages. Like, what is that? Like, what is that? That's basically suffering, to be honest. Like, you're not having fun in that relationship. You need to get out. And you know, if anything, he was the first person to break my heart. No, wait. Actually, the second person to break my heart. But the difference was, the second part, like this one, I could see him a lot. But the first person to break my heart, I never used to really used to see him. But the second one, like the boyfriend I'm talking about now, he used to pay me because I could actually see him. So that was what, like, was really paining me. And then, even then, because again, lover girl till the day I die. And even though somebody has broken my heart once, it doesn't mean I will not go back to being a loving, amazing, affectionate girlfriend. Do you understand? Or a loving, affectionate situationship partner or whatever. So I kept doing it now. I kept, you know, falling in love and all of that. Mind you, I don't think I've ever fallen in love with anybody before. Everybody I ever thought I loved, I didn't love them. Maybe I loved them platonically, but not, like, romantically. But, yeah, that's just that. So, keep that in mind. I also noticed that because of that, like, lack of commitment, maybe that's why I'm like, okay, yeah, they didn't commit to me then. Why am I committing to anybody now? Do you understand? So I hope you guys are really getting the drift I'm talking about. And I want you guys to feel like this is a conversation, not just somebody talking and reading things. Do you understand? So yeah. Because of that, my boyfriend, and again, another factor was probably the friends I had in what? I'm going way back now, like way, way back. The friends I had in high school, junior school, actually, from year 7 to year 9. In fact, no, those ones were committed, but they were committed to make my life a living hell. That's what. They were not committed to being good friends to me. They were committed to being terrible people to me. That's just what it is. And if any of them are listening now, I'm so sorry.
but that is what you guys were to me. I only had like 3 proper friends in that whole school, and I met them when I was in year 9. Yeah, and then I left after, so yeah. This is really me talking about like being more open, because I never really said anything about my bullying experiences when I was in high school. I only tell my friends now, but I don't talk about it on the internet, because frankly I don't want people knowing that side of me, like really. But like I'm quite open here, so here we are talking about it. So my old friends, then they were committed to making my life terrible, but not like, they never really showed true commitment as friends. So that was why when I left there and I went to the school I was in from year 10 to year 12, year 10 to year 12, I met new people that were actually totally amazing, good people, like good friends to me. And I didn't know how to, like, I didn't know how to handle it. So sometimes I used to go off, but sometimes I used to be like, okay, yeah, these people are actually not bad. They mean well and they're good people. So fast forward to my friends now in uni, right? I think because of like those friendships I had then, I still am not really able to hold a good committed relationship with my friends, but I try. I really, really do try my best. Because I was reading this article here, I mean the article of the commitment issues thing, and one of the things that they said here is they don't reply to your messages, calls or texts for days. And it's true, as much as I hate to admit it, it's actually true. Sometimes I do leave all my messages piling on. When people call me, I don't respond, or me, my phone is on do not disturb and I just don't want to respond to anybody. And it's not like I hate them, it's just that I want to be in my own cocoon for a little while, and I don't want anybody to like come in and meet me or talk to me or text me or anything. But I'm actually trying now, I'm trying to text my friends more, I'm trying to call them more, because I do value and cherish those relationships, and I don't want to lose them. And even the people that I don't really text and call now, like, they know it's all love. Well, I hope they know it's all love. Please, it's all love. Oh, I still love you. It really is. Like, speaking about like friends and old friends and new friends, like, do you guys forget about your old friends, like, even if you're in the same place? Or maybe not even old friends per se. Let me not call them old friends. Let me just say friends that you used to be really close with before, but like now you don't really talk as much as you normally do. But like, it's not like you're fighting, it's just that you just moved on, I guess. Like, you're just not there anymore. You are just somewhere else now, and it's fine. What do you think about it? Like, I personally think it's quite healthy. I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe healthy is not the word. I'm looking for a word, but I can't really think about that right now. But yeah, so I've actually made a list about signs of commitment issues in a partner, because I really want to talk about it in a more romantic aspect. So signs of commitment issues in a partner is the first one, definitely they don't seem invested in the relationship, or they don't seem invested in you. So speaking about somebody that has commitment issues or something like that, like, they put in the most the least emotional connection or anything. Like, they don't put their whole 100% mind into it. And to be honest, that's how I am now. Like, really, if I'm talking to somebody, I'm putting my 10%, not 100, because I don't want to talk and then get some like, oh yeah, this is the man for me, this is the person for me, and after 2 weeks they are up and left. Like, I don't want to do that. I'm tired of doing that, frankly. So they don't seem invested in relationship. They might know all your friends, but they don't introduce you to any of theirs. They tell you great stories, but they don't want to talk about their emotions. Like, they don't make plans with you in it. They don't put you in their future plan. When they're talking about how well or how they see themselves the next, what, 2-3 years, you are nothing in there. You're like, you're not present in any of those plans. Like, maybe they say, oh, if I'm in the next 2-3 years, I want to move away from Lagos, I want to move to LA, for instance. And you're like, you know in your mind that you don't want to move to LA. Like, you've never really thought about moving to LA before. But you're not like, oh, so what about me? And they're like, well, that's actually an awkward conversation. I actually hope none of you have to experience something like that, because it's the worst. It really is the worst. The thing is, most of the time, their disinterests might not be very obvious. You might not even know that they are not committed, because you are in love. So everything that they are saying to you is like, they're basically like breadcrumbing you. They're giving you crumbs to feed off of, because they're not going to give you their 100%. They will not give you their 100%. And when you notice that you are in such a relationship with such a person, the best thing for you to do is actually up and leave. Really. If you really like think that it's not good for you, then pack your bags, carry your pack bag, pick your slippers and run away, because girl, nothing's actually worth it. Like, nothing is worth it at all. Another thing on my list is they have a hard time opening up or sharing deep thoughts. I don't think this resonates with me, because I actually can talk about like it, I would say deep, but like things about me to people. But maybe it's also because I do talk a lot, so maybe I might just be oversharing, but who knows. Girl, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, so I have another list of the causes of commitment issues. The number one is just the fear of the unknown. They are trying to protect themselves from future harm, future heartbreak, future emotional breakdown. Like, that is basically what they're trying to do. They don't want to put themselves in a situation where they've been vulnerable with another person and that person now says, I can't do this anymore, I want to go. Do you understand? So let me give you an example. Let me give you the most typical and basic example ever. Let's use a boy. His name is Chinedu. Chinedu was, let's say, 13. He was in high school, GS3, and he started liking this girl, Aisha. Chinedu liked Aisha. He loved her with everything in his soul. He loved her. And then they were in a relationship, let's say, for 5 months or 6 months, and then Aisha doesn't want him anymore. She saw somebody else. She started liking Kolade. So she told Chinedu that, oh, she's not going to be like around, like she's busy or something. But instead, she actually went to Kolade's house and they gave. And Chinedu found out now and he was upset. I was like, oh, all girls are the same, da di da di da di da. And from there, Chinedu started his hoeing adventures. From there, Chinedu is actually going to develop some serious commitment issues. Maybe not, it doesn't happen 100% of the time, but like at least 50% of the time. Talk to any man you know that is the way that he is, like maybe a whore. And they'll probably tell you that, yeah, this is what happened to me. Like maybe he liked somebody and the girl did him dirty and he's like, oh no, all women are terrible people. Well, so that's just it, actually. Fear of the unknown, fear of future pain. Fear of future pain. I don't think mine is fear of future pain, because to be honest, they will break my heart. I'll still love again. Because, yeah. So another reason is the fear of being with the wrong person. The fear of being with the wrong person. Do you know that you can actually be in a relationship with somebody that you don't like, but you think you like them because you're just spending a lot of time with them? So that was my relationship with this, my ex-boyfriend of 2021. He truly hated me. And I hope he's listening. I hope he's listening. Because it's God. Anyway, let me just. I've already subbed him today. It's okay. So, the fear of being with the wrong person, I don't really know how much else to explain that, because it's quite self-explanatory on its own. But you can truly hate somebody and be in a relationship with them. Like, I don't watch Big Brother, so I don't really know all their names or who was happening with who. But I know that there's a guy that is married, like, out of the house. Like, he has a wife, but he's in the house and he's collecting, boom boom. Like, girl, that man hates his wife. You can't tell me anything. He truly does not like that babe. Because why would you marry somebody and then go into the house and be acting like a crazy person? Like, you've not seen Yash before. Hello. Yeah. Fear of things not working out and other relationship related anxieties. Also, trauma is also like a good example. Trauma is a good example. If the person went through a difficult breakup or a difficult time due to a relationship, that can be a factor as to why they have commitment issues. Another thing is, I think it's also related to trauma, but childhood experiences. Like, if you have grown up in a house or in a family where you've seen your mom act a certain way to your dad, or seen your dad act a certain way to your mom, and you don't want a relationship like that, so you're just like, okay, I'm not even going to commit at all. So I'm not even going to give myself an opportunity to even allow that to happen. So that's also speech is hard though. That's also another thing. So all these experiences, like individually or maybe even combined, they would maybe cause why some people have commitment issues. So that is that. So we've left the romantic aspect now. We're not talking about the would I say occupational aspect of it. So I'm just going to talk based on terms of just me, because I don't know about other people. I just know about me. I have been working for about since like last year, and in total I've probably had like about 7 jobs in total. I give a really counting the ones I was serious about, like 7. So what might ask, how have you been working for just maybe a year and a half and you've had 7 jobs? I think I already explained this in the beginning, because I don't commit. I won't commit. I don't want to be so stuck in a place. And my mom has been working in the same job for over 17, 16 years. I can't do that. Maybe in the nearest future, when I heal, I would. But as I am now, I don't know if I can do that. Well, I've been working at my job now, like apart from my internship, I'm working at my job now for about a month. It's going well, it's going okay actually. And even, I'm going to even go to the physical office next week. This week that's coming, one of these days of the week. So that actually does show a bit of commitment, because I've never been to the physical office for any of my other ones before, except my internships, like except the internships I've just been doing. So I feel like I'm maybe working towards fixing that problem I have with my occupation and stuff. But before, it would take me a minute, like it would take me a whole thing before I could go like for any of these type of things or go to a physical office or something. So I do think that I'm working towards it. Like, there's a positive thing going on there. So my next thing here is, how have your issues affected you negatively and positively? Negatively, let's start with that. Negatively, I think that these issues have made me miss out on good opportunities, like relationships with like people, like proper people that would take care of me and treat me like a princess. Passed up on opportunities with people that could have been really good friends with me, and I could have been great friends to them too. Opportunities with job opportunities that would probably give me a lot more insight than I have now. And it's just because I'm just dipping like two of my toes into the river. I don't want to put my whole two legs in it. Fear of the unknown, basically. Positively, I don't know if there's any positive impact on it. Maybe the, like, I've not been hurt like in a long time. Like, when I'm investing, like when I'm doing things, like when I'm being romantic with anybody now, I don't expect anything. Like, I just go into it with zero expectations. So my hopes are not high. So when they disappoint me, I'm just like, okay, well, I knew you were going to mess up at some point, so I'm not really that upset about it. So I don't know if you call that a positive impact, but I know that it's kind of good for me, because I have not had like a serious mental breakdown in a long time. In a long time. Like, probably for this whole year, I've only cried like 5 times, which is very insane, because I cry like a lot, like on a normal basis. So this year, I only cry like 5 or 6 times is very insane to me, because I'm not just investing like time or energy with anybody. If you do one thing, I'm just like, okay, that's the way you are, so I'll just leave, like, Z. And for the question of if I want to fix my commitment issues, totally, yes, of course I do, because who wants to live life like this? I really don't. I mean, it's been helpful so far, but I don't know if I want to continue this way. This is why I said I'm working actively to change it, to do better, because life is not worth living like this. You're supposed to live and take risk and succeed. Take risk and succeed, basically. So, yeah, that is it. Thank you for listening to this episode. I really, really appreciate you guys are listening now, because after taking how many months has this been, taking such a long break off of here and like still having people that come and listen to it, like, it really means a lot to me. And we have rebranded, sorry. When I say we, I mean me and my inner thoughts. We have rebranded, and this is the first episode of season 2. I really hope that you guys enjoy so far, and I'm going to actually try my best to commit to doing so much better for this podcast, because I really have, like, I really know that, yeah, we can actually do something, like, together. We can be bigger than we already are. So I'm saying we again, sorry, because it's me and you, actually. Me and you, the listener. So thank you for sticking with me and sticking with this and sticking with everything. I really have like a lot planned for this season, and I hope that you guys are here to enjoy it with me, or to follow me on this journey, I guess. So thank you once again, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.